Ladies and gentlemen, federal employees, today we're answering that age-old question that so many federal employees have, is can you really ramp up your savings for retirement by using an IRA and your TSP, using both of these retirement accounts to really amp up what you're doing to prepare for retirement? We're going to dive into this question today because I get it all the time, but if you are new here, welcome, so good to have you. My name is Dallin Hoswell, financial planner who helps federal employees retire comfortably all day long, and I absolutely love it. Let's dive right in. Here's the deal. Let's define a couple terms. TSP, you all know what that is, right? Your thrift savings plan. It's like your 401k. You could save a bunch of money in there straight from your paychecks. It's great, okay? Now, many of you may not be as familiar with an IRA or individual retirement account or IRA. It's all the same thing, right? All the same thing. Here's the deal. Let me give you a summary, okay? I'm going to give you a summary of my main point, and then I'm going to go into why, okay? Here's the summary. While you are working, 9 times out of 10, I would not worry about doing an IRA at all. I would put as much into the TSP as you can. I would not use an IRA at all. I wouldn't touch it, okay? While you're working, 9 times out of 10. So for most of you here, take that, go execute on it, just use the TSP, maximize that as best you possibly can. But this is why. That's the conclusion, is probably don't use an IRA while you're working, just use the TSP. But let me tell you why. Here are my reasons. Number one, the TSP is high quality, super high quality, it's low fee, it does a great job, and you can save a bunch of money in there. And it comes straight from your paychecks, okay? So if you are not maxing out the TSP, meaning when I say max out the TSP, every single year, there's a limit on how much you could put into the TSP, right? You can't put $50,000 in there every year. There's a limit that you only put so much, and that goes up over time, okay? If you just Google 2024 contribution limits for TSP, you'll find it, okay? It'll tell you exactly how much you could put in every single year. If you aren't putting that max in, okay, if you're under that, stay in the TSP, keep just using the TSP until you're maxing it out. Again, when I say max, I mean put in as much in there as the government will let you put in, okay? The TSP does an awesome job, and it's simple. While you're working, it is the best option by a mile, okay? Why don't I recommend an IRA as well? Well, this is why. Number one, an IRA has rules. Depending on your income level, you may not be able to deduct the contributions to an IRA, and with a Roth IRA, you may not even be able to use a Roth if you make certain amounts. And the limits on how much you could put in are way lower than the TSP. And IRAs have thousands of options, okay, when it comes to investments. So there's some great investments on the IRA side, and there's terrible investments on the IRA side. And you have to kind of weed through the options for you. The TSP basically only has good ones, right? If we stay away from, let's say, the mutual fund window, all the options of the TSP are pretty darn good, okay? They're high-quality, low-fee funds, okay? They're not all perfect. You can check out my videos on how to invest in the TSP. They're not all perfect, but they're overall pretty darn good, okay? So IRA is more complicated, has tons more options. There's more rules on when and how you can use it, okay? So the only time I recommend using an IRA while you're working is, again, when you're already maxing out the TSP, meaning putting as much money in there as you possibly can every single year that the government will let you. Okay, if you're already doing that, okay, then yeah, look into an IRA. But again, there's rules depending on your income, so watch out for that. Now, as you might have noticed, I said while you're working. While you're working, the TSP is the winner by a long shot. Long shot, okay? When people retire, you might notice, talking to retired friends or people, you might notice that is when many, many people start using an IRA, and that's because they often move a chunk or all their TSP in there. Not everyone. It doesn't make sense for everybody. I've got whole videos on TSP versus IRA in retirement, so go check that out. But in retirement, this argument between the TSP and IRA actually becomes a lot more level. Okay, there's a lot more reasons to leave the TSP in retirement. Now, there's still reasons to stay in the TSP if you want. Go check out that video, right? But while you're working, 9 times out of 10, I would not use an IRA. It just gets complicated. Again, the only time I'd consider is if you're already maxing out the TSP and you have more money to save. I wouldn't just kind of partially do the TSP and partially do an IRA. No, that's just way too complicated. It's just going to probably, you're going to be worse off probably in the long run by doing something like that. Okay, so that's the thoughts. That's the thoughts. While you're working, TSP all the way until you're maxing it out. Then look into the rules of an IRA. In retirement, there's a lot more things to think about. Check out my other videos on TSP versus IRA. But I hope that's helpful. Hopefully it gives you some context. And the short answer is, yeah, you don't have to worry about an IRA if you're still working, which is good news. I like simple and easy, because simple and easy means that you'll probably make less mistakes over time, which keeping your mistakes down is a huge part about having a great retirement. Okay? I hope that's helpful. Have a great rest of your day. I'll see you guys next time.